it'd be a great opportunity to raise some money for something that we could put to good. Yeah, that we something have like naming rights or something.
Okay, we're up.
Everyone, please rise for the pledge. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Barron.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Braverman.
Here.
Hirsch.
Here.
Kluter.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve regular meeting minutes of February 10th, 2016?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Kluter. Additions, subtractions, modifications.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. And can I have a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of March 2nd, 2016?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second? Did anybody like
this? I'll second it.
Thanks, Ms. Kluter.
This was your opportunity.
Second.
Any comments on the March 2nd minutes?
No. Where's the drink tonight?
Did you have something here?
No, I was just asking where the treasurer was tonight.
Oh, he's sick today.
Okay, and
thank you.
If you would please call roll.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. So what are we doing with the treasurer report, tax administrator's report?
Well, I can explain or answer any questions. Before Dave was here, nobody ever came.
Was it discussed at the?
It was discussed at finance.
So was there anything worth bringing up? That's a question I have.
It's just 1 month's activity on the treasurer's report. And revenue is a little behind budget because recent tax receipts were down and
right.
Expenses were below budget. It's just 1 month's activity.
So nothing worth
I noticed
the only thing that he cautioned us.
Okay, well, hold on. What, can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion.
Fiscal year 2016 through January?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. And, okay, Mayor, sorry.
Okay, the treasurer's report is just for 1 month. It's just for the January. And income is down a little bit. That's mostly due to the income tax receipts, which you'll see on the tax administrator's report. Expenses are all below budget. There's really nothing. Ron or Lisa, do you remember anything that was noticeable?
We're just a tiny bit under budget, which is good for our expenses and everything's, yeah, it's hard to tell in 1 month.
The one thing to know is that you see at the end of January, there's $1,718,000 in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
That will be reduced by $350,000 between now and next week just to do the transfers that were approved in the budget into the capital equipment and into the police pension fund. And it surprised me. I didn't know this because I said, can't we just, do it as cash flow allows instead of taking the big chunk out? And he said the state auditors require it. Now, I put that on my list of questions I'm going to ask the state auditors when they come in because that's weird to me.
Put the whole deposit in for the year?
Yeah. Or we'd have to amend appropriations and pass a new one every month. So I didn't get into it because we have the cash, we can do it.
Right.
But it's just an odd rule.
There probably a lot of places that can't do it, aren't there?
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. So,
all right, fine.
Okay, so there's nothing of note other than a routine month of operations.
All right. Any questions? Okay, please go roll.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the tax administrator's report of February 29th, 2016?
I move.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Perry.
The only thing of note is that there is an entry on the line labeled Pinecrest Development. So, Mita has identified and segregated that, which came in
Is there a reason that you're seeing the tax that's come in at a lesser than at this time of year?
There's been nothing going on there.
So what happened?
Not for Pinecrest, on the.
For all of it?
On the individual taxpayers?
Yeah.
Where it's lower?
Yeah.
It happened.
Mitch theorized that a year ago we had a subpoena program, and so maybe that brought in higher than usual payments for last month. Other than that, I don't have a hard, fast theory, and I just watch how it goes. But if we do a subpoena program, we get more income than we normally would in a 1/12 of the year.
The subpoena program brought in $100,000.
But it's not.
Not all in that month.
But it's.
Not all in that month, but.
But it's not up to us to subpoena, it's what the.
Rita.
Rita does, and so they do it on an every other year basis now, so.
There's still some bills.
I think we may adjust our budgeting next time to be on the on years and off years, being up and down a little bit. But it is still early in the year, it's the first month. It's really hard to get a clear picture. We do this fluctuation all year round. Hard to tell.
But this isn't any indication of something that might be going.
Too soon to know.
Yeah.
I don't know if a month or two is a trend maker. Keep watching.
In reality, it should actually be.
Past performance is no indication of future earnings.
How much of this is, how much of the budget is attributed to Pinecrest?
We only put in $25,000 of income taxes for 2016.
Oh, so we're probably ahead of the game on that.
Huh?
So we're ahead of the game on that.
Well, we sure will be if they really start up next month, as all indications are that that's.
It sure should be.
But did our, in our, so, okay, so our budget took that into account, all right, so we're down, all right.
Yeah, we are really down right now from our budget, but it happens.
Yeah, now I remember the last couple of years, there's been big swings from month to month, so. Okay, any other questions on the tax administrator's report? Okay, if you would call roll, please.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Moving on to a discussion of the bills to be paid for March 2016, is there any questions, comments?
The only question, the first question that comes to my mind is, are we using Beechwood's jails now?
Yes.
That's close.
We're not using them at all?
They close.
Well, or Chagrin, neither of them.
No, it would be Solon or Beechwood. Do we have a spot in Jago if we need it?
I don't know, are they?
That was like 6 months.
Is this the?
You prefer Beechwood to anything else?
Oh, the prisoners all like it much better.
Happy to hear that.
It's a luxury jail.
Yeah, they cater it.
It's a lot of money, I mean, not a lot, but I mean, I'm just curious.
Is this from the robbery person, or is it?
Probably not, this is too soon.
That was this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is too soon for it to be in the bills to be paid.
I was just curious, I don't know.
I can tell you what's for.
We got nice steak, didn't we?
Bless you. You know, I've always maintained that the bad guys should pay their own, but nobody ever went for that here, but that's all right.
I have asked about that, how many times?
Nobody ever goes for that, I don't know why.
Because I'm told that you can't do it. You want to know who was in jail last month? It's one, two,
Stops nobody else.
Three, four, five, six different people went to jail from.
Six for 16, seven.
Really?
Seven people went to jail from Orange Village last month, that's a lot.
No kidding.
Really?
Well, that doesn't mean Orange Village residents.
No, they're not Orange Village residents.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Are we setting up?
Brandon, why would you think that?
You want to set up a polling booth for them?
Just phrase it a little bit.
All right, never mind.
I do have answers for Mr. Hirsch, had some questions that were related to bills, but not in this month.
Right, yeah.
And I guess you smartly looked at the county auditor's website and saw that there was a few parcels listed in our name that we pay, and you questioned that?
Correct.
So is this an appropriate time for me to?
Sure.
Okay. There are two parcels that we pay real estate taxes on, but they're not really real estate taxes. 4170 Lander Road, we are paying an assessment, which was our pro rata share of the water line that went up Lander Road. I don't know how we missed just paying it all up and not assessing ourselves, but we missed that, so we are being assessed as well. So we are paying that over 20 years or whatever's left, maybe, I don't, Landers, I don't know. So maybe 10 years left.
What, do we have a lien on that, or?
A lien, no, we pay an assessment. We don't pay real estate taxes, we're paying the water line assessment that was prorated to that property.
Lien to go in like 98, I mean, we're almost done.
98, so we're almost done. Okay, the other one we pay on is the property on Miles Road. There's 7 acres in between Orange Hill and Stonebrook that was donated to us in exchange for a little higher density in another section of town. And so that 7 acres is deed restricted for municipal use only. There's nothing we're gonna do there.
Right.
We just own that buffer. And we pay a sanitary sewer maintenance fee on that.
Really?
Those other things that you found, I don't understand them. We don't get a bill on that. Maybe the one where the Chagrin Highlands sign is, maybe that goes to Chagrin Highlands Association. We've never gotten any of these other bills.
Have we talked to the district about the 7 acres?
We should.
We should tell them.
Because what, we might be able not.
We're not obligated to pay that, we should.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, but clearly.
But I thought it was the cleaning fee, and we do have an account with the cleaning.
But clearly on the other parcels that we don't know about, someone's paying that, right? I mean, there's payments being made.
If it's titled to Orange Village, I don't understand that at all.
Somebody's making payments other than us?
We never get a bill. I've never seen this before.
It seems odd, though, that they would.
If
issue is.
If the Chagrin Highlands Association is getting an invoice and paying it, we may not know about it, even though it's titled.
That's a possibility, yeah.
They have an easement on it.
They're gonna send it, though, to the tax mailing address. So if the tax mailing address is Orange Village, then the notice would come here.
Well, and another one of these was the Orange Schools.
Right.
I didn't know what that one was.
You can talk to the mayor of Pepper Pike about it.
Well, the reason I brought it up was because typically if you have exempt property, which is municipality-owned or school-owned, that's obviously exempt from real property taxes. Oftentimes that property, I mean, majority of times, is also exempt from any sewer or water-type assessments and fees, et cetera. And I've encountered a few scenarios where the sewer district has improperly sent bills for exempt property. Shocking, right? But so that's why I ran the search to see what we owe, what we own vis-a-vis what we've been paying any sewer district type fees on, and there were quite a few in there. So
just that one parcel.
Well, there was probably 10 or 12
I don't
different.
This other one is right here, 4600 Lander Road. We have never gotten a bill for.
But they're showing it's due, and maybe
I'm wondering if
process.
That has to do with our account that they keep track, and every year I get a reporting.
No,
that's the county, right?
No, they're showing a.
So good find, and
I don't know. Yeah, because what we found, at least.
And
when I've dealt with this on other matters, is if the sewer district has been erroneously billing and collecting for these exempt properties, they will not only stop that practice going forward, but in many cases they'll reimburse you for as far back as they can determine for improperly paid sewer assessments and fees, which could end up being a lot of money. Because
yeah,
if you look at
it's $500 a year, and we've been paying on it for about how many years? 7 years, maybe 8 years.
Well,
when we swapped the land, I think that was in 06 or 07.
Well, so that's a start.
But there were a lot more parcels in there other than the $500.
Well, that
one
mystifies me, because we don't. Those are the only two bills we've got.
Did you see the PDF I sent? Because you could.
Yeah, I printed this off from that.
Okay.
So
there were probably like 15 pages worth of,
oh,
you know,
I,
of parcels.
I think
there
were only five. Maybe it's on the back side, too. Oh, we have an efficient printer that prints on both sides. I didn't look.
Okay.
And I tried to note where they.
Okay, well, I'll continue looking at the rest of them, but I'm telling you, the only two bills we got are the water line on Lander and the sanitary sewer maintenance on Miles. The rest of these are mystifying because we didn't.
For example, the service garage building is going to be exempt under their regulation.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. That's the church property.
Well, we've never gotten a bill.
We've never gotten a bill. So,
but clearly they're crediting from somewhere. So
yeah, there is some account
know.
That they keep track of.
It might be worth us trying to figure out.
Probably have this one on because it's a forced main going down. Refer to North and South
Regional. Yeah.
Miles Road area, that's your service by the Lord. I don't think
Yeah, and that's fine, and the homeowners who benefit from that all pay that assessment.
Right.
But for exempt property, which is our village-owned property, that should be not applicable to these payments. That should
be right.
That
should
not on be the covered. Ones that show payments but we never get bills, do we need to track down what that's supposed to be?
I think we ought to figure out why there's credits, presumably from Orange Village, that we've made these payments, whether we have or not.
No, it shows no payments. It's all charges.
Or charges, yeah. But so is it saying there that we have not?
But they're current charges, right? They're just the current charges.
Okay, so perhaps. But I'm saying if you look in previous years, you'll probably see payments made because you don't see a delinquent balance there.
No, we've never paid these.
I know, but somebody
that's
might
not
be
the
paying
point.
It.
Why would somebody be paying it for us?
I don't know.
But that's what.
We'll get to it.
Otherwise, there would be penalties and interest. I would assume.
Yeah, you'd see all kinds of penalties there on the current page.
Don't.
Right. So someone's been paying. So I would assume somebody's been paying this. Otherwise, the county wouldn't issue a credit that we've.
Or they do
paid.
Some kind of adjusting,
yeah,
in their
payments.
Entries
here's
at some point.
It shows.
Yeah.
Have,
one of the
this
other.
This is payments for the building next door. We have never gotten a bill. We've never made those payments.
But okay.
Well, that's
okay. I got a little more work.
So it seems odd. It just seems odd. It just seems strange.
Maybe it's
that,
not a
you know.
Payment. Maybe it's just a credit or a backing out.
Right.
That's what I was saying. They make an adjustment.
I think it's.
I don't know. It's worth us knowing because if
sure.
somehow we are improperly, erroneously paying fees for properties that are exempt properties, we shouldn't be doing that. We ought to get a reimbursement from the
right.
state.
Over the years, when we've acquired property or when we've sold property,
yeah.
we have done that. It takes a year. They make you wait a year,
okay.
and then you can get it off the rolls, and they'll give you the refund.
Oh, okay.
So
for taxes.
We think we're on top of that, but I've not ever seen this
yeah,
before.
Maybe take a look. I mean, we had the same situation in Orange Hill where we had a number of common area parcels that were subject to taxes. That's debatable, but also subject to sewer assessments, and I made the argument that you know the properties surrounding, like a cul-de-sac, for example, really are the beneficiaries of the sewer and all of the water improvements,
paying.
And they're the ones who bear the burden of paying these assessments. A cul-de-sac, just simply the circle there, is not you know a property that would be part of that. So therefore, I made the argument that should be exempt property. They agreed.
They did.
And not only did they stop charging us going forward, but they looked back to when the development first started being assessed these fees, which was 15 years ago, and they wrote us a check for all of the money that we had spent over that period of time, which was several thousand dollars. So given that our situation is far larger than Orange Hills, you know, I don't know how this money was spent or paid or whatever, but if it's determined that we were improperly paying this stuff, they will reimburse that. And if you look at both sides of the sheet there's like probably 15 parcels.
I'm going
parcels,
to find the rest
so.
Of the answers on the other ones, but the
yeah.
question is why are they even showing an accounting
right,
in
I
and
agree.
Out
yeah.
on the sheet?
Well,
and that we've never gotten a bill for those.
Okay, so we'll figure it out.
We'll follow up.
Yep, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
I have a question on one of the bills. For the Village Trails, that's the third billing
Which
for $7,000.
Yeah.
7,092.
To Brian Mather, Stephen Avancic?
Yeah.
Real estate.
Now, is that getting reimbursed at some
it
point?
No, we're going to keep track of that
good.
Expense and add it into the total assessment.
Okay, because it's the $5 million plus all those costs.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but we are keeping a ledger of.
I hope so. I mean, I know. I,
yeah.
yeah.
I just want to make sure because those add up.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we approved $35,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recall, but
make sure.
Yeah, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure
no,
that gets
I
the
can.
Total of what they owe. And is that something that we can get reimbursed sooner than later
no.
for some of those charges?
No, we have to go through the whole assessment procedure.
We're still going through that. Okay.
No, there's a process.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments on the bills?
A question for Bob. These signs and the brackets that hold the street signs. Is this just normal aging, or did someone hit one and?
No, normal aging. We've been pulling those off. To be honest, I have to look back to how long ago it was, but we did them off sandblasted and this time they ended up getting the power coated.
Okay.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Moving on to audience comments relating to agenda items only. Is there anybody who'd like to speak? legislation in motion, this is ordinance 2016-4. Excuse me, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2016-4, an ordinance creating a new section of the building code providing construction specifications for residential driveways? This is on for third reading.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
I second.
Is this what Brian's memo is related to?
No, Brian's.
Is that the next one?
That's the next one.
So this one we're not changing the dimensions.
No, this one.
We're just putting in the
is just inserting into the building code that we have specifications for driveway construction.
Okay.
If there's no other questions on that, you could call roll, please.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. I have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-5, an ordinance amending certain provisions of the Village Planning and Zoning Code to regulate the width driveways in the U1 and U1A single-family dwelling districts.
So moved.
Third reading. Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
All right, this is the one where Brian is suggesting that the numbers we're using are wider than they need to be, and I'm inclined to agree with them personally. I don't know what the rest of you feel. I mean,
it bothered me that I'm just seeing this from Brian for the first time because
I don't have a copy.
I don't even understand how this came to be this way because
what became?
He sent that over this afternoon on my email.
Why?
I don't know.
You know,
I need to reconcile his numbers with Ron's, and I mean, I don't even understand why I'm seeing this way for the first time.
Well, but we did have quite a bit of discussion about this.
But Brian wasn't at the meeting.
And Brian wasn't at the meeting.
All of a sudden, I mean, we've talked about it, and all of a sudden Brian sends something in.
But in those discussions at Planning Commission, we discussed different widths of driveways.
Are these the widths that you guys discussed in
planning? We created a whole series of numbers, and how did you feel about the various widths, and it was agreed upon that the maximum width was 24 feet. It's certainly appropriate to have narrower driveways, and we would certainly encourage that, but what we were trying to do is establish what would be a maximum width, which is given some of the maneuverability that people...
Isn't it going to be the case, I'm just relying on my experience over a period of time, that if you put a maximum in, that's what many of the future people will do?
No.
When they're built, you don't think so?
No.
They're planners?
The problem is that people were going, there was an issue that came up relative, and that's what prompted this whole piece of legislation, was that there was a much wider driveway width that was installed, and we had no regulation to suggest otherwise.
I think if you want, you can hold off on this. I need to have a discussion with Brian and Ron.
I would like to have Brian here.
Brian was never at our planning.
No, he never
but
came.
I'm really just speaking.
I was surprised he didn't weigh in on it because he said.
Who asked him to weigh in? I don't even. Why this game?
Why?
He may have been copied at some point.
Why shouldn't he?
But why today?
I'm not saying he should. But it's not like
That's a personal matter. I mean, I think you have to take your engineer's advice into consideration. And the only thing I would say is, isn't he really saying, I'll wait for their meeting, Dan.
All right, so
I'll wait for them to finish their meeting.
Okay, we're going to table this till next week.
Well, but I guess. Hey, fellas, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's only seven of us, and if you guys are talking, I don't get my point made to but three other people. All right, all I'm really saying is that when you're looking at the idea, it seems to make more sense to set a width, perhaps relying on the engineer, perhaps relying on other information, and then if somebody needs a wider one for some reason, that's when they would, I guess so, but they would at least come in to planning and zoning. If you set it real wide, you're kind of losing control over things that.
Well, I think part of it has to do with.
Time out. Wouldn't it make more sense to table this when Brian's here and we can have a discussion?
Yeah, I was
with Brian,
just talking about the approach.
And I understand, but yeah. I think we're going
to
be talking
that's fine.
In circles.
We're
going to talk in circles, so.
There's no rush.
No.
Okay, moving on.
We haven't had it this time.
Moving on. Ordinance, can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-6, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to accept an easement from Pine Nine LLC for the installation and maintenance of a water main for the purpose of supplying water service to Pinecrest. This is on for third reading. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Perry.
All right, so.
Any other comments other than everything that we discussed last week?
Yeah, I think that was.
No? Okay, if you would please call roll.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to ordinance 2016-9, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a First Amendment to development agreement in substituted form of traffic and landscaping easement with Pine Orange LLC and Pine Nine LLC, amending the development agreement in traffic and landscaping easement for Pinecrest in certain respects and declaring an emergency. This is on for second reading.
Paul will be here next week. I think there's a little word smithing, you know.
Oh,
he'll
good.
Come, he'll send the.
That's good. I like
he'll
that.
Send it off and be here next week.
Okay.
Next month.
Next month. Yes.
Oh, next month.
Next month.
Yeah, yeah, next month.
There is no new business. Is there any other discussion on that? Everybody okay with that? Wait till Paul is here. Okay. There's no new business. We've got the audience comments related to matters which advance the good of the village. Anybody from the audience willing to speak? Okay. Moving on to committee reports and comments by council members. Ms. Cluder, start with you.
Thank you. Chief, you weren't here last week when I asked this question, at least it was posed to me, to do with the break-ins, the recent break-ins. Have the police increased the cruising or the monitoring of the community since this happened, or is it all remaining the same? We are being safe. Yeah, okay. I mean, somebody said, because of that, because of the notoriety, are you know, the police out more? I said, that when I see them, they're out. But I don't know whether, you know, it's been more or less.
We may have spent a little more
you
time
have.
Over in the Orange Street area.
Okay.
For mentally, it was a villager as hard, even though it was one specific individual who was incarcerated and came
yeah.
to the stands. But basically, controlled in the sentence.
And is it the same with the Sunoco station, too, from here? Have you got extra people in the same
station? We go by
all the time. Okay, thank you. Okay, I just wanted to know. Okay, at least I have to relay that. Thank you. And, I was going to ask Ron, what is the, you went to the meeting about where Orange Village stood with the schools, you know, where we stood and.
Yes, there was a focus group, and I'm going to cover that
okay,
in my committee.
I'm curious to know what happened about that. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cluder. Ms. Klein?
I have no comments at this time.
All right. Mr. Hirsch?
Just two comments. One, I'd like to say kudos to Bob and your team. I think the sign out front looks really good, the new marquee sign that we have. So. Yeah. Well, I must say I was a little skeptical at first, but having driven by it many times, it's really, I think, very
skeptical. You were concerned with how it would look, or what?
Well, I wasn't a member of council at the time. I was just a guest. I guess I didn't really at the time think there may be a need for it.
Oh.
Having seen it, I think it's great. I mean, it really enhances, I think, the property, and it's really turned out wonderful. So kudos to you guys. I was curious, but where the old sign was, there's some landscaping and some old lights there. What's, do you guys have a plan for
the
what's?
The mayor has a package of some Voss. We're squaring up and shoring up some other things before we move forward with that. So.
Okay.
We're going to dress it up, put a sign, maybe a sculpture.
Okay.
Flowers. Lots of flowers.
And flowers.
Maybe an opportunity
baskets,
for public
I
art.
Flowers.
Okay. So we're going to reuse those lights and things of that nature? Or?
Something a little smaller.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Do we have a reuse for those big lights or
not?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, I think you guys did a great job. The other thing I wanted to raise was March 31st is the deadline in Cuyahoga County to file property tax complaints. And I know 2015 was a very good rebound year from a property sale perspective, and there's been a number of transactions in Orange where the purchase price of the property has exceeded, in many cases far exceeded, the existing tax values. So do we typically file tax complaints here in the village to make sure that the tax values line up with purchase prices?
No, each individual takes care of their own property.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. But now that property values have gone up.
We were the highest increase in the county.
Right. So it's up to our school board to file a tax complaint on behalf of the village to get the tax values to be consistent with the purchase prices.
Well, they're doing it on behalf of the schools.
Yeah, I don't think they.
And they do routinely monitor it. They do.
They do?
Yeah, because I mean.
Well, they were right on top of the Pinecrest ones.
For commercial.
Okay, well, I don't know. I thought they have somebody.
I think it might be worth, I mean, do we have counsel that we usually work with from the school district or anyone who represents the village's interests that
the school district does, and they have an attorney that does that, and you could, I mean, if this is something, that would be something to talk to Dr. Holland about.
Okay, all right, maybe
I'll. The village itself, we don't contest any property values.
The relative amount.
Right, it would be the school board, but I just was curious if we knew anything, because, you know, this is easy money for the community, because anytime there's a higher purchase price of a property, that's under Ohio law considered to be the new tax value. The twist is it doesn't automatically increase. You have to file a tax complaint in order to get the property value raised to that value. And typically, at least I've found over the years that many school boards and municipalities don't really pursue that. They just rely on every 3 years the county reevaluates the.
It's probably a very awkward spot for any governing body to be in, to be trying to raise their constituents.
Well, it is and it isn't. My sense that it isn't, because if someone bought a property in the village, there's probably some expectation that their taxes should be similar to the purchase price. We're not asking for a higher value. We're just asking for.
It doesn't.
So, for example, I know one of my neighbors bought a house mid-2015, and they paid $120,000 more than the tax value. And I took a look at the assessor's website, and their tax value has not increased.
How long have they owned it? Has it been long enough that they should have gotten it?
Well, we have until March 31st to file a tax complaint to make sure that value, the tax value, is increased to what they paid, the $120,000
more. I'm wondering
how
long since that person bought it, because maybe the county hasn't caught it yet.
Well, they don't automatically do it. What they do is they reevaluate your taxes every 3 years. Right. So what oftentimes happens is these sale transactions occur after the reappraisal or revaluation occurs, and they'll pick it up maybe
3 years later.
But we have a right to get the increase now. So it doesn't really make sense continue to just have people with lower than normal property values when a purchase price should be what the tax value is supposed to be. And I also bring this up because, you know, as we all know, in the past 6 or 7 years, we've been through a pretty rough recession. And believe me, individuals have gone running to the Board of Revision to get their prices lowered.
Right.
So now that we're on an upswing, it's incumbent upon villages, school districts, et cetera, to start recovering those funds where they can. And I think that's something we ought to do, because it's easy money.
Is that something this council is interested in doing?
Well, I think it's more of an administrative task than it is like an act of council. I just wanted to raise it as a, you know, something that we.
But doesn't that fall more to the school board than it does?
Well, it does. It does. But
11%.
I'm just interested in meeting the guy who's disappointed that his tax value is lower than by $125,000.
Well, no, but
they're very happy.
It'll benefit the school.
I understand. But
So that's real money. I mean, $120,000 on one house.
That's a house.
Remember, this is for the 2015 year, so that would fix that number for 3 years.
I hear
that's roughly called $7,000-$8,000 a year you know, this is maybe $20,000 over a 3-year period of time that we could.
You're suggesting the village should take an active?
Well, no, I just was curious if we know anything about the, you know, if the school district pursues these things or if it's just something that.
I thought they did. Steve thinks they only do it for commercial property, so I'm not.
Well, I bet Ron can maybe get an answer for us at a school board
meeting. If you'd like, if it's council's wish for this to move forward, I will see Edwin on Monday. There's a board meeting on Monday.
I don't think council has to take a vote on this, I think.
No, it's really just an administrative task, and I mean.
If you're requesting, do it.
We just wanna know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth knowing, you know, one, who our school board council is that we've used.
They use Squire Sanders, they use Pam Hanover for some of their stuff.
Not for tax complaints, though. Those are usually handled by a smaller firm, and there's three or four firms that do it for everybody. And typically for on a sale transaction, because it's usually not contested, most homeowners, if you see if they get a notice from the school board saying we'd like to have your property value raised to what your purchase price is, there's really not an argument for them to dispute that because that's what their purchase price was. Well, I mean, unless it was not an arm's length transaction or there's some, you know, characteristic about it that should be viewed, but yeah. In nine.
Because a lot of that purchase price was for the furnishings.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, it would be incumbent upon the homeowner to go in front of the Board of Revision and explain to them what was furnishings versus the real property. And, you know, that's fine, but, you know, most of these law firms that handle real property tax complaints can do it at a very low fixed fee,
yeah.
Especially on this end of it, knowing that it's a very quick hearing. The lawyers are already down at the Board of Revision anyway, so it's not like they're making special trips to do it, and this could result in a lot of additional revenue, tax revenue for the village. So that's why I guess I'm bringing it up here.
Your kids aren't in school yet, right?
No.
So you don't really know those players up there.
All right, Evan, if you'll shoot me an email with all of these specifics so when I talk to Ed, I sound semi-intelligent.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
So.
I don't think he can get that.
And if they do intend on doing it, Ron?
Just going to have to write up.
Ron? If they do intend on doing something, then I think it would be equitable that it's for all communities in the Orange School Districts and not picking on Orange. So.
Correct.
I think that would be good, but it would require, I guess. Well, maybe it doesn't require cooperation.
They would do it for all five communities.
The part of all the communities.
Well, yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Go ahead.
Losing control.
Okay. All right. You're on it. Thank you.
Nothing too much to report other than we finally have finalized the bylaws, or what do we call them? Rules and regulations for the community garden. Bob Zugin's going to start construction this month, probably next week, weather permitting. And we're going to raise the beds and have some enforceable rules this year at the garden. So.
And those people that had two plots, are they?
They are grandfathered in. They are grandfathered in. There's four people who are grandfathered in. With multiple plots, the most being one person with three plots. We had heard he wanted to go down to two plots anyway, so we assume that he might give one up. If we need plots in future years, we will consider what to do.
I just feel like I got plots.
Okay.
Do we need to see those, or what's the story?
What?
The garden rules and regulations? No, we're just collecting.
No, it's
welcome to them. No, I'm.
It's not a council thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You're
telling any other
me.
Comments?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Mr. Barron?
Okay, to answer Francis' question, last week I attended a focus group by the Board of Education and two of the board members that are on the communications committee chaired it. Basically, they had six items that they wanted to discuss. We started on the dropping ranks of the school district and we never got to the other five.
Isn't that what they're doing Monday night, a presentation about the report cards?
It's possible. I think that there are more focus groups also. I wasn't the only the one I attended.
I actually shouldn't have said that as a question. I talked to the superintendent today, and I talked to the school board president today, so I know that they are doing a presentation on the report cards Monday night.
Okay, so you have more timely information than I do.
The agenda will be posted tomorrow.
The upshot of the six or seven attendees basically was that they were unhappy with the rankings. They had a problem reconciling the fact that this was all due to taking the tests on a computer as opposed to being on paper, that Orange has a lot of extenuating circumstances, and then it was brought to their attention that Solon has remained in the top five pre and post park test. Indian Hills, the same thing. Indian Hills is in Cincinnati, and Ottawa Hills, which is in Toledo. They all stayed within the top 12. So they we're going to take that back to the full board and discuss it. So that was the school board. Second thing I saw in the New York Times, Whole Foods is going to try to put 300 stores, they're going to use solar panels for heating and electricity. So brings up two questions. A, is that covered in our fees? And B, do we have specifications in the building code for it? Because now we're talking about commercial.
We passed the solar panel.
We have a solar, which we, this body passed an ordinance for solar power systems in buildings.
Do you recall if it was for commercial and residential or just residential?
I think it was for everything.
It was for everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in general.
Did we have fees in that ordinance?
I don't recall. I'd have to look.
Can you look it up?
Looking it up.
In any event, we need to, my guess is in a new structure, they're going to want to have that. So we have
even
to be
in Northeast Ohio?
You know, if the sun shines 20% of the time, that's 20% less electricity. But it's also in keeping with their image to go green. So regardless of whether it's even cost effective, they're doing it. So we need to be prepared one way or another, either with a fee structure that includes that for the building inspections, and or the fee that would be required to get the authorization for any solar panel. And finally, you know, I got the service department handout last week. I really got a chance to read it. I went back and I looked at the fire department's brochure from earlier, and I'm telling you, these things, you know, the results that these two departments have had, they should be commended. They're very, very nice. And that leads me to my final thing. Thank you, Chief, and for all your guys for protecting us, as was evidenced in the Knob Hill slasher.
Knob Hill slasher.
Thank you. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Brayburn.
No, I have no comments this evening. Thank you.
Mayor? Okay. And I really don't have much to say today either.
Wow-y.
So can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Barry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr.
Well
Barron.
Done.
Call roll.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Duber?
Yep.
It's terrible. Because we don't have a light.
Thank you. I'm collecting paper clips too. If you run out.
I will arrange.
I'll go to the group.